get them for free. Cause I love unsolicited phone calls, and I think that they're mad about me. I cannot think of a time I wanted anything more than to calmly discuss politics on the phone with a stranger. With a stranger.
Hello?
Hello!
I'm sorry, I think there's something wrong with my headset. Just one minute. There, now I can hear you. By the way, this call is being recorded. I'm calling from a company that you've never interacted with based on the assumption that you are on the hunt for new health insurance or something else you aren't interested in. So sit through the rest of this message in the hope that there will be a button you can press that'll put you on the Do Not Call list, which totally exists.
I love unsolicited phone calls, though I'm worried that I've answered my last. For Greenpeace just gave me a phone call, and something inside of me snapped. And I said, I'm not trying to ignore, but I regret to inform that Addison Love passed away. But he called me from beyond the grave just to give me the words I should say.
This is Steven Pinker, and you are tuned in to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Pure Pleasure Technology, Tufts Freeform and Educational Radio.
Leave your kids behind, come with us and find the pleasures of the journey to the center of the mind.
You know,
I'm ready for something a little different.
Gird your loins, everybody.
Who needs them?
Why are you here?
It's Bob Angel's Detox Mansion.
I'm wearing shorts, whether it's warm enough or not.
Groundbreaking. Detox
Mansion. You can't just sit at home ranting on Twitter. Right? It doesn't make you an activist. It makes you the president of the United States.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I know.
Excuse me.
You're listening to
You'll remember the experience and you'll remember the name.
Detox Mansion with Bob Angel.
You're saying it is appropriate.
Crazy enough so far, but not totally unhinged.
I like you because you are special.
Come on, give me a break.
Wow.
Detox Mansion.
On 91.5 WMFO.
On the campus of Tufts University.
Tufts Freeform Radio.
All right. Good morning. Welcome to Visiting Hours at Detox Mansion. Yeah, we can get the gates open a little bit late, but that's okay. Got a Veterans Day weekend going. Yes, I am a veteran. I served in the dangerous area of Mildenhall, England. But anyway, we're going to do a little set aimed at honoring our veterans, our veteran friends. And I don't know if you can tell, we're going to the Nylon Curtain. Billy Joel's 1982 album. This is Goodnight Saigon, 91.5 WMFO.
Brother to brother, we promised.
the day.
We recorded this song on October the 6th. Since then, the war has been declared over. If you're like me, you'll remember it like anybody remembers any war. One big drag. A lot of people write songs about wars and government, very social things. But I think about young guys who were like I was when I was young. I had no more idea about any government or political things or anything. And I think about those kind of young guys now who all of a sudden somebody comes up and they're very law-abiding. So if somebody says go, they don't ask any questions, they just go. And I can remember not too long ago seeing a young guy with his right arm gone. Just got back. And I asked him how he was doing. He said he was doing all right now, but he had thought he was gonna die. He said getting shot at didn't bother him. It was getting shot that shook him up. And I tried to put myself in his position. Maybe he cried. Maybe he said, I can't write left-handed. Would you please write a letter? Write a letter to my mother. Tell her to tell, tell her to tell, tell her to tell her family lawyer. Trying to get a deferment for my younger brother. Tell the Reverend Harris to pray for me, Lord, Lord, Lord. I don't believe I'm gonna live to get much older. little man over here in Vietnam. I ain't never seen, bless his heart, I ain't never done nothing to. He done shot me in my shoulder. You know we talked about fighting every day. And looking through rosy-colored glasses. I must admit it seemed exciting. In a way, yeah, but something that they overlooked to tell me, Lord, bullets look better, I must say. At you, but go out the other way. And please call up the Reverend, call up the Reverend Harris. Tell him to ask the Lord to do some good things for me, Lord. Oh. Tell him I ain't gonna live to get much older. Shot me in my shoulder.
Until the philosophy which old one race superior and another inferior is finally and permanently discredited and abandoned. Everywhere is war. It's a war that until there are no longer first class and second class citizens of any nation, until the color of a man's skin is of no more significance than the color of his eyes, miss a war that until the basic human rights are equally guaranteed to all without regard to race, and it's a war that until that day the dream of lasting peace, world citizenship, rule of international morality,
illusion to be pursued, but never attained. Now everywhere is war, war. And until the ignoble and unhappy regime that hold our brothers in Angola, in Mozambique, South Africa, subhuman bondage, have been toppled, totally destroyed. Well, everywhere is war, miss a war, war in the east, war in the west, war up north, war down south, war, war, rumors of a war. And until that day, the African continent will not know peace. We Africans will fight, we find it necessary, and we know we shall win, as we are confident in the victory of good over evil.
Battle of New Orleans at the end of the early British wars. The young land started growing, the young blood started flowing, but I ain't a marching anymore. For I killed my share of engines in 1,000 different fights. I was there at the Little Big Horn. I heard many men lying, I saw many more dying, but I ain't a marching anymore. It's always the old to lead us to the wars, always the young to fall. Now look at all we've won with a saber and a gun. Tell me, is it worth it all? For I stole California from the Mexican land, fought in the bloody Civil War. Yes, I even killed my brothers and so many others, but I ain't a marching anymore. For I marched to the battles of the German trench in a war that was bound to end all wars. Oh, I must have killed 1,000,000 men and now they want me back again, but I ain't marching anymore. It's always the old to lead us to the wars, always the young to fall. Now look at all we've won with the saber and the gun. Tell me, is it worth it all? For I flew the final mission in the Japanese skies, set off the mighty mushroom roar. When I saw the cities burning, I knew that I was learning that I ain't marching anymore. Now the labor leaders screaming when they close the missile plant, United Fruit screams at the Cuban shore. Call it peace or call it treason, call it love or call it reason, but I
marching anymore. Some folks are born made
91.5 WMFO, Stiff Little Fingers and Tin Soldiers from their 1980 album, Nobody's Heroes. Yes, it's Veterans Day weekend. Our little salute to veterans. Creedence Clearwater Revival, CCR, Creedence, whatever. You know how many names this band had? Well, CCR works for me. Fortunate Son from Willie and the Poor Boys in 1969. I Ain't Marching Anymore, title track from the 1965 album from Phil Oakes. Bob Marley and the Wailers did War from Rastaman Vibration in 1976. I Can't Write Left-Handed was from Bill Withers. Song about a wounded soldier, obviously, was written during the Vietnam War, or the very last weeks of the Vietnam War, and he managed to get it in at a live concert at Carnegie Hall in 1973. And Billy Joel started things off, Goodnight Saigon from the Nylon Curtain. Don't find too many veterans that don't absolutely love that song. Nylon Curtain came out in 1982. It's 11:33. I'm Bob Angel. Late as always. But anyway, you don't know. You're just listening to the radio. But it's 11:33, and we've got sort of a nice day out there. It's as long as the sun's up. Stay in the sunshine, and you're going to be fine, is what I say. We should see mostly sunny skies today. Or you can call it partly cloudy if you like. High should be getting up around 52 degrees, but kind of breezy. 20-mile-an-hour winds tonight. Partly cloudy early, increasing clouds overnight, low around 41 or so. Mainly cloudy tomorrow, but not bad. High around 55. Currently on the campus of Tufts University, we do have 47 degrees.
I'm Sarah, and this is my story.
I'm Ellen, and this is my story. One night, I was at a bar.
I was having fun with my friends.
I
had one too many drinks. I got behind the wheel to go home.
I got a cab to go home.
All of a sudden, from out of nowhere, a squirrel ran across the road. It happened so quickly, I barely had time to react.
The cabbie barely had time to react.
I swerved.
The cab swerved.
I can't believe it. I hit a guy.
I cannot believe it. The cabbie just missed a guy.
I wish I took a cab.
Thank goodness I took a cab.
You have the choice to save a life. Don't drive buzzed. It's a decision you'll never regret. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
All right, 11:35, right back into music. Great, and it's about time we played some new music, wouldn't you say? Beth Hart has an amazing new album out called, what is it called? War in My Mind, sort of continuing on the veteran theme, I guess, but unplanned because I just wanted to play some new music from Beth Hart. I had heard people talking about it, and I hadn't heard it until this past week. And what a great album it is. Let's just start at the beginning is what I say. This is called Bad Woman Blues from Beth Hart. Brand new music, 91.5 WMFO.
I got the glass of wine.
Listening to us.
she ain't got your love anymore.
Detox Mansion on 91.5 WMFO.
I couldn't. I hit it.
I'm a
to set your soul free. Wasn't no easy street where I come from. There wasn't no sleep until the work was done. Behind the fires of hell, if you wanna drink of water, got to go to the well. The cornerstone church trying to curse my soul, but the good Lord give me that rock and roll. You never can tell. So one for the money, two another show, three for the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
Brand new Marcus King, 91.5 WMFO. It's called The Well. From his forthcoming album, El Dorado, be out in 2020. Produced by Dan Auerbach. And good son of stuff. Yeah, he's on Fantasy Records now. He dropped Marcus King Band. It's now just Marcus King. That's usually a record company deal. So I'm guessing that's Fantasy doing that. Anyway, Led Zeppelin before that, Nobody's Fault But Mine, no, from Presence, 1976. Adele did Rumor Has It from her album when she was 21, which was 2011. Bonnie Raitt, Love Letter from Nick of Time, that was 1989. And brand new music from Beth Hart started us off, Bad Woman Blues. What a great record she's put out. War in My Mind is the name of it. I would run out and buy that if I were you. It's 11:56, medication time coming up shortly, but we need to get going here. Spoon has put out a greatest hits album. It's called, well, Everything Hits at Once, Best of Spoon, and there's a couple of new tracks on here, including this one called No Bullets Spent. And if I just... Let's start it again. Here we go. 91.5 MFO.
And counting his steps, you know it's him at the door. You picture yourself a star in the further sky. Escape from the mess, it's gone when you close your eyes. In his steps, you know it's